Hello and welcome to a special bonus episode of Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Multiple reports tell us Queen Elizabeth entered the hospital on Wednesday afternoon for tests and was discharged on Thursday. The news came a day after Buckingham Palace announced she would cancel a visit to Northern Ireland on the advice of her doctors. Per the New York Times, the palace, which provided no further details on her condition or the nature of the tests, confirmed the hospital visit on Thursday evening after a report about it appeared in The Sun, a British tabloid. On Wednesday, the palace said she reluctantly accepted medical advice to rest for the next few days. In the latest statement, a spokesman for Buckingham Palace said the Queen attended hospital on Wednesday afternoon for some preliminary investigations, returning to Windsor Castle at lunchtime today, and remains in good spirits. The Queen returned to her desk at Windsor on Thursday afternoon, according to a person with ties to the palace. The decision for her to stay overnight was taken as a precaution by the Queen's medical team, this person said. Buckingham Palace has been accused of subterfuge and deceit, with commentators claiming that they tried to cover up the fact the Queen was hospitalized this week. Royal Central says the royal household was so keen to keep Her Majesty's hospital visit out of the public domain that they continued to fly the royal standard at Windsor Castle, albeit a miniature version. BBC royal correspondent Nicholas Witchell said, "At Windsor Castle, a very small royal standard was seen to be flying. Its presence supported the palace's claim that the Queen was resting at the castle." Despite the fact Her Majesty was only admitted to hospital as a precaution, the secretive and possibly deceptive manner of communications means speculation on the monarch's health is now rife on social media. Along with the line about the Queen being in good spirits, there is now more confusion than there is certainty. Former BBC royal correspondent Peter Hunt said, "The media's faith in the veracity of royal communications will have been sorely tested by the failed attempt to hide the fact the Queen spent a night in hospital. Buckingham Palace can ill afford a breakdown in trust given all they're dealing with." Former Sky News royal correspondent Simon McCoy tweeted, "I wonder if they lowered the royal standard flag at Windsor Castle when the Queen left for hospital on Wednesday. How far did subterfuge go?" Palace Intrigue will be right back. Writing for the Mirror, Robert Jobson suggested Her Majesty may need to finally slow down. One of the reasons Prince Philip stepped back from royal duties at 96 was because he didn't want the palace putting out daily bulletins about the state of his health if he didn't feel up to doing an engagement on a particular day. He couldn't stand all the brouhaha that went with updates about his health and rightly found it bloody intrusive. Eventually, he felt he has done his bit as the Queen's consort and duly retired. As monarch and head of state, Queen Elizabeth II doesn't really have that option. Her schedule has been tailored to take her great age into consideration. But nobody can account for daily changes in an elderly person's physical health. One day they can feel great, the next dreadful. Since emerging from lockdown and the death of her husband, the Queen has thrown herself into work and had a busy schedule. This month, since returning from her annual summer break in Balmoral, she seems to have been a constant presence in our newspapers and online. We should not, therefore, be hugely surprised by the advice from her medical household that she should rest up for a few days. Nor that she spent last night in hospital while preliminary checks took place. Her doctors have not gone into detail. But her hospitalization followed a very busy period. A speech at the opening of the Welsh Parliament and a service at Westminster Abbey marking the work of the Royal British Legion. At the Abbey, she was pictured using a cane for the first time. The palace said she was using it for her comfort. This, coupled with the fact that she has given up her favourite alcohol tipple, a strong early evening martini, on doctor's advice, has got some commentators very worried. But London Bridge is not falling down, and Her Majesty is in fine fettle, I am told. She's determined to host world leaders at COP26 in Glasgow at the end of the month. But these wobbles are an important reminder that despite saying you're as young as you feel, Her Majesty is as old as her 95 years. She is a robust lady, a dedicated lady, and a brilliant, wise head of state. She must therefore recognize, as her late husband did, that she is only human, and she must pace herself going forward for all our sakes. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. My thanks to John McDermott. I'm Mark Francis, and this is Palace Intrigue.